Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mohl ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of pay traffic. Here's Rick.
What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. This is a quick tip episode here on the show. I'm your host, Rick Mulready, and thank you so much for coming to hang out with me today. Really appreciate it. I've been talking to a lot of people who are applying for my Accelerator Mastermind. And one of the first things they say, I do the strategy calls on Zoom. So we're on camera and I'm doing them in front of my podcasting mic here. And nine times out of 10, they're like, holy cow, it's really cool to see you in person and hear your voice, because you often go on a lot of walks with me. I have you in my earbuds or AirPods every morning listening to you. And I always think that's so funny. So thank you guys for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. Hey, with these quick tip episodes, I share a tip or strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact in your business and increase your revenue in the process. So recently, I was talking with one of my students, and she supports homeschool teachers with teaching writing to kids. She's got two online courses for homeschool teachers, as well as a brand new children's book coming out this fall, in the fall of 2019. And I was talking to her, and she was telling me about some Facebook and Instagram ads that she recently ran. And she wasn't quite sure what she was doing, she said. And thus, she didn't get the results that she was looking for. And as always, my first question to her was, well, why are you running your ads? What's the goal here? And she told me that she just wanted to find the relevant target audiences to her business and get in front of them and start running ads to them. I actually don't even remember what her ads were marketing. And I don't even know if she knew either. And so she was just so driven to grow her business, but there wasn't any strategy behind it. She was just putting ads in front of her audience. And as a result, as you might imagine, she wasn't getting any kind of results because there was no strategy behind it. This, my friends, is exactly why people say that ads do not work and that they get frustrated with losing money. Now, I will say that my student here was not saying that, oh, ads don't work or anything like that. She was just saying, you know what? I realized that I messed up. I realized that I didn't have a strategy in place. And yeah, it's pretty obvious why I wasn't getting any kind of results, because I didn't really know what I was doing. And I wonder if you can relate to this story that I'm sharing here. And so here's what I suggested that she do instead. Number one, establish a goal, right? She wants to sell her courses. Like I mentioned, she's got two online courses. She wants to sell her courses. And she has one of them that is like a summer school kind of program. And so we're in the middle of summer right now. And so that would probably be a first priority. Okay, cool. So that's the goal. to sell her courses, and she wants to use ads to do that. The second thing that she wants to do is come up with a strategy to test out based on that goal. Okay, so she wants to sell her summer school course. She could offer, for example, a free lead magnet that's relevant to one of her courses. Maybe the course is the next step from that lead magnet. I mean, heck, the lead magnet could even be a lesson from that course, from the summer school course. So there is a strategy to test. And then once somebody opts in for that lead magnet, then there's maybe a short email follow-up sequence that establishes credibility, that builds some trust between her and her audience. And then she makes an offer to her course. I don't remember the exact price of the course, but it's not that expensive. And, you know, then she runs this campaign for a few weeks to test it out and see how it does. Or maybe she creates a challenge. And at the end of the challenge, she offers her course. And then she uses her ads to get people into her challenge. As you can see here, there's a number of different strategies that she could use. But the most important thing about all of this is to have a strategy before running your ads. If you've been listening to the podcast here for any length of time, first of all, thank you for doing that. I talk about this a lot, right? This is the quote unquote hard work, you know, that no one wants to do really before doing their ad campaigns. I love it that people, maybe you, want to jump into ads, but you got to do this work up front, right? So number one, get super clear on your goal. In this case here, my student wanted to sell one of her courses, you know, the summer school course. Number one, get super clear on your goal. Number two, get super clear on a strategy to test out to achieve that goal. Maybe it's a lead magnet into, like we're talking about here, into an email follow-up sequence where you make the offer. Maybe it's a direct to sale. You know, maybe it's an inexpensive product or course that you want to test out just running ad directly to a sale. Maybe it's an ad to a webinar. Maybe it's an ad to a challenge. Maybe it's an ad to a video series. As you can see, there's a number of different strategies. The point here is pick one that lights you up, that you want to test out, and that you think that your target audience is going to dig, basically. And then number three is get super clear on your target audience, right? And how you can help them. This wasn't her challenge. Like, she knew exactly, challenge is the right word because I just use that as an example. This wasn't her problem, right? She knows exactly who her target audience is, and she knows all about them because she used to be a homeschool teacher. She homeschool taught her kids. And so this isn't the problem here, but this is a huge issue I see from so many people who are not getting results with their advertising. You got to get super clear on your target audience and then how you can help them. What is your unique ability to be able to help them? What pain points and challenges are you solving for them? Once you're clear on that, you've got your goal, you've got a strategy that you're going to test out to achieve that goal, you're super clear on your target audience and how you can help them. Now, you just need to create the necessary assets that you need in order to make this happen. So you need an ad, you need a landing page, you need a lead magnet, you need some emails, right? And so get to it. You've got your checklist now and you're off to the races. And this conversation was the exact conversation I had with her, and she was so empowered. And she's like, I get this. I knew that something was missing. Yeah, it's having a strategy and then employing that strategy and testing the strategy out with your ads. And if it doesn't work, make some changes, test something new. Maybe all it is you're testing a new image in your ad or a new video or a new copy or maybe a new offer, whatever it is, a new hook in your copy. Whatever it is, don't get discouraged if it doesn't work off the bat here. But this is about having a clear strategy to test out, to hopefully achieve that goal, and using your ads to get you there. Okay? Hey, my friend, if you are an online expert, aka you're an online educator, maybe you're a coach, maybe you're a course creator, you're a consultant, maybe you're doing webinars or a membership program, and Facebook and Instagram ads make you want to pull your hair out. You're overwhelmed by them, right? And you just want a simple step-by-step system for creating profitable Facebook and Instagram ads, then I have a free webinar training that you got to check out. It's called How to Generate Profitable Leads and Sales with Facebook and Instagram Ads. Very simple, right? And you can pick a day and time that works best for you at rickmulready.com/training. In addition to learning my exact step-by-step process that all online experts need to know to generate profitable leads and sales with their Facebook and Instagram ads, you'll also learn the common mistakes I see people making with their Facebook and Instagram ads and how you can avoid them. So those things and a whole lot more. Look, I'm all about helping you remove all the overwhelm and the fear that often comes with figuring out how to get Facebook and Instagram ads to work for your business so that you can grow your list and you can make more sales. Okay. Again, the link to sign up for this free training is rickmulready.com/training. All right, my friends, hope today's quick tip was helpful for you. Get that strategy in place first that you're going to test based on the goal that you have. Okay. Get clear on that first before getting into your ads. All right. Coming up in the next episode, my buddy Craig Ballantyne is going to return to the show here to share updated strategies for using the Instagram newsfeed and Instagram stories to make more sales and grow your following on Instagram in the process. The last time that Craig was on the show, the feedback was off the charts. So I am pumped to have him back on the podcast. And he actually emailed me after I had him on last year. And he was like, dude, I've been on a lot of podcasts. I've done, you know, I don't know. I don't remember the number. Hundreds and hundreds of podcast interviews. And never before have I gotten the outreach from podcast listeners than I have from your show. So that is a testament to all of you guys. So thank you so much. And as always, thank you so much for hanging out with me today here on the podcast. I appreciate you. And I'll see you right back here for the next episode here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.